The president came out to accept the call because the constitution of the Malawi Congress Party is very clear that every 5 years, the party shall go to an elective convention. And the one who shall be elected as president of the Malawi Congress Party shall automatically become the torchbearer of the Malawi Congress Party at the national election. So this being the first time that the president has appeared to the party faithfuls after the elective convention, he just accepted that call to say, you have elected me, you have placed your trust and confidence in me, and I am accepting it that as per the dictates of the constitution.
Realistically, what do you think are the chances of the president to win re-election?
The president has performed beyond what people thought. Because if anyone comes out and says the truth about what we are seeing in the country, anyone will attest that President Lazarus Chakwera has delivered amidst the challenges, the economic challenges that have also been exacerbated by the natural disasters that affected our agricultural productivity, which is our main vein of our sustainability as a country. Despite all those factors, the president has still developed this country when you talk of infrastructure. So President Chakwera has put us on that footing. And secondly, there is an opposition that is disjointed, that has no focus, that has no vision, an opposition that has clearly demonstrated that it is clueless on what it means to bounce back from the opposition to go back into government.
Former President Professor Atta Mutharika is on record to have said that the country is worse off than they used to be 4-5 years ago, and that President Chakwera has not kept his promises to the people of Malawi, and that is why he thinks he will be thrown out for Professor Atta Peter Mutharika to return. What's your reaction to that?
Professor Peter Mutharika has never had kind words for President Lazarus Chakwera. Even before President Lazarus Chakwera was president, when he was in opposition, Professor Mutharika did make a statement to say, as long as he is alive, Lazarus Chakwera shall never be the president of the country. Today, Professor Mutharika is alive and Lazarus Chakwera is the president of this country. During his time, this country was in perpetual electricity blackouts. And today, we do not have a fear of blackouts anymore. If that's a sign of no improvement, then Professor Mutharika could be right.